Prince George Peace River Northern Rockies MP Bob Zimmer says a motion put forward by Bow River, Alberta MP Martin Shields to axe the carbon tax for First Nations, Inuit, and Métis communities has been blocked by NDP and Liberal MPs, ahead of a 23% increase planned for April 1. The motion was brought forward during a meeting of the Standing Committee for Indigenous and Northern Affairs on March 18. Zimmer took to social media, posting a clip of himself and Shields on Facebook discussing the motion. "I thought it was a well-worded motion," said Shields. "One we worked at, we worked with other parties, we talked about the importance of the carbon tax and how it affects a lot of people in our country, but in particular those people, Indigenous, Métis, who are really struggling and have come out and said this carbon tax just doesn't work for us and we want it gone." Zimmer said he wants to see the carbon axed for all Canadians, noting he expects to see similar motions in other committees. "We want the carbon tax gone for all Canadians, make no mistake, and that's what many committees in Parliament are going to be doing this week," he said. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has threatened to move a motion of non-confidence if the increase isn't spiked, announcing his intentions before his caucus on March 20. "Today I'm announcing that I'm giving Trudeau one last chance to spike his hike. One last chance and only one more day," Poilievre said. "Today I'm announcing that if Trudeau does not declare today an end to his forthcoming tax increases on food, gas and heat, that we will introduce a motion of non-confidence in the Prime Minister."